I think I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into Lake Placid.
So sorry about that, but luckily I had my my backup quarterback, Dustin, to fill in there for a while. So just starting again on the Placid Lake Emergency Fishing Regulation, this is in Region 2. This is a final item as an emergency regulation. Earlier in the month, unfortunately, staff detected or captured a northern pike during regular routine monitoring on Placid. Due to the suitable habitat conditions in Placid, we're very concerned about the high potential for this population to expand. Currently in Placid Lake, we've got good populations of kokanee, largemouth bass, west slope cutthroat trout, and bull trout, all of which could be significantly impacted if the northern pike population were allowed to become established and take over. So similar to what we've done on other locations, we're proposing mandatory catch, kill, report, and turn in regulations for northern pike in Placid. The data from this would then help us identify the source, the population size, and viability of the population, which could then be used to develop a management strategy. The edible portions of those fish that get turned in would be returned to the angler. So for now, the department recommends approving mandatory kill, report, and turn in regulations for northern pike and Placid Lake.
Thank you, Eileen. Do I have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve a mandatory kill, report, and turn in fishing regulation for northern pike for Placid Lake.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Comments or questions from the commission?
No, they're just, we're seeing too many of these, you know, the Bitterroot Lakes, and it's too bad. And we got to take every reasonable measure we can to figure out what's going on, and also halt, you know, what's going on with that addition to the fishery in Placid Lake. That's a marvelous, marvelous fishery and connected to other places that are also marvelous. So this is really important as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Any further comments from the commission? Question.
Mr. Chairman, quick question for Dr. Rice. The edible portions are given back. What does the department do with the other portions of the fish that they keep?
Chair Colt and Commissioner Stuker, that's a good question. And one of the things we will look at is the otolith, which is a small ear bone in the fish, and the staff are able to do microchemistry on those. And then that helps us identify where the fish came from. And we're also able to look at the age of the fish, stage of life, things like that. And all of that information will help us identify where these fish are coming from, and also give us an idea of, you know, is it, what sort of status is the population in? And we've done this similar in other areas. We've done it on Lake Mary Ronan with northern pike, walleye and swan lake, brown trout in the Kootenai River. Those have all been done recently, and that information is really helpful as we develop our management strategy going forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Eileen. Any further questions or comments from the commission? Okay, and a reminder to the public, you of course hit *9 to raise your hand. When you're called upon and you see that you've been unmuted, please state your name, where you're from, and if you are affiliated with any organizations. So go ahead and take public comment.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Again, Clayton Elliott with Montana Trout Unlimited, based here in Missoula. Just wanted to offer our support for this emergency regulation. I wanted to thank Eileen and her staff for getting on this quickly. You know, I think that this is an unfortunate scenario, and while maybe in the best case scenario, this is a fish since pike are already in that Blackfoot Clearwater system, that fish somehow found its way in Placid Lake. But I think the precedent here, as you've heard from other locations, this continue, whether it's Lake Mary Renan or Swan Lake, et cetera, where we have these instances where these non-native invasive species are finding home in these waters, to take quick action and decisive action early to be able to prevent established populations from occurring that, you know, down the road could potentially establish constituency and then have support for being there long term. I think that this is an important message to be sending, that we're going to take serious action to prevent those scenarios from happening. So we wanted to stand by and support this. I think it's the right decision. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further public comment?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, that's it for public comment on this item.
Great, thank you. Turn it back to the commission for any follow-up questions or comments.
I just wanted to make one additional comment, and that is correcting my own mistake. I think I said Bitterroot Lakes, and I really meant the Thompson Lakes chain.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Okay. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay.